Blog Talk Radio.
These are the same people who told us for 3.5 years that Russia altered the 2016 election and gave Trump a competitive edge over Hillary. These are the same people who are trying now to champion the integrity of the election. The integrity of the election. These are the same people who were undermining the integrity of our election in 2016 when there were no one, when there was no evidence of any corruption or voter tampering. Oh. I still hear music. I thought I still hear some music there. I'm sorry there. All right. Are you back? We're back. Okay. I'm getting some feedback here. Oh, I think that's the end there. Okay, good. All right, I'm getting some feedback. Okay. Wow. Hey, it's been that kind of day today, y'all. It just been that kind of day, so just going to have to deal with it. Let me open up the chat room. And I know I got my late callers who call in, Bianchi and Brother K and Terry. they're getting ready to call in. So these are the same people who told us for 4 years that the election was stolen, which means if you said election is stolen, you're telling me, in essence, that you believe that there was some kind of irregularities going on, some kind of criminal activity going on. Now, they believe that happened in 2016, but they don't believe it happened in 2020 when there is massive evidence to suggest to the contrary. But, oh, no. You know, when the president kept saying, look, nobody in our campaign colluded with Russia. Oh, no. Yeah, Trump, Russia. You know what? I'm going to let you all hear. Folks, I'm going to let you all hear what the Democrats were saying here in a minute. 2016 election, Russia-Trump collusion. I'm going to let y'all hear exactly what they were saying for the last 3-4 years. They didn't let it go. I mean, after election night, after a week, after a month, even after the president was inaugurated, they still didn't let it go. I'm going to let you hear some of the things that they were saying. Are you there, Dion? Let me talk to you. Dion, can you hear me? Okay, I guess Dion.
Yes, I can hear you.
Where you
go? I can hear you.
Yeah. So I'm going to. All right, cool. You know, I believe in fairness. You know, but I'm going to let them hear some of the things. The folks hear some of the things. And there again, believe it or not, we talk, you know, back and forth here. Live each night, every other night. But there are actually people who listen to the show. Let me look at the stats here and share something to you all so your heart doesn't have to faint. So I have done a total of 70 broadcasts. So it tells us, this system gives you the stats. It tells you who's listening. It tells you what state they're listening in and so forth. All right, here we go. So here on the show, we have had visitors by country, how many people. They have people in Canada have listened to the show. It gives you the percentage. In the United States, in Alaska, in the United States, in Australia. Folks have listened to the show in Canada, in Germany, in Spain, and Portugal. Can you believe that, Dion?
I can believe it.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
So people be listening.
That's great.
All over when, and it tells you how long they listen. It tells you when the peak went up. Look at the peak of it. It tells you the number. Right here on January, on September the 15th, you had right over 200.
Wow.
50, one night. A little peak thing go up, it shows you. Each night it goes up, it shows you the trend and how you're trending. And it gives you overall listeners as well. Let me see. It can show you who downloaded it. Somebody, it tells you people who download your broadcast. Who listen, tell you people who listen by screen only, which means they didn't call in. It shows you the number of people who download it. You had 3 people to download the show on the night. 26 downloaded it on 24th. 1 person downloaded it. 3 people downloaded on the 28th in September, 3-3. On October the 12th, we had 4 people who downloaded the show. 4 people downloaded on the 8th. On the 23rd, 2 people downloaded. So it kind of tells you, October the 3rd, 4 people downloaded it. 6 people downloaded on June the 6th. So believe it or not, sometimes it seems like you're talking to yourself, but actually you do be, somebody be listening. That's why you have to actually be serious about it, you know? You have to take it serious. Germany, 1.9%. Spain, 26%. Australia. So that's why you have to be serious about it. So you, and it tells you how many days ago somebody listened to it. So in my house, it was 11 hours ago, so that was yesterday, 8 o'clock yesterday, that he listened. Well, that was this morning. Yeah. You there, Dion?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, man.
So you look at that and you're like, oh, because I look at one day, I like 250 people. Ain't nobody. What? One day I missed some calls because I was talking and I lost some calls. I talked too much. But the truth is,
do you have anybody else listening?
What was that?
I said, do you have anyone else listening in?
Not yet. We got 756 listeners all the time.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of people. 756.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Most people that listen, they're not going for the first time. They're listening. You probably got somebody who listens to us every day. they just kind of like to listen.
Pretty much do what I be doing, you know, just listening in, not saying anything.
Yeah.
I'm out here. Working, man. I hear DoorDashing a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I came on in, man. After that 12 hours, I cut it off. It's time to shut it down.
Now, what are they saying? They still got the lawsuits and stuff going on?
So, after this commercial break, after this break, I'm going to get into that. I'm going to wrap that up. I'm going to take a little break, then I'm going to come back and dive. I'm just going to give an update of everything that's going on. I'm not going to give my commentary as well. I'm just going to say what it is that's taking place. I can be dogmatic about things. But we'll take a little break and come back. And I'm going to give you the update on all the lawsuits, the litigation, on what's happening in the aftermath of the presidential election.
Barack, the magic Negro, lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that 'cause he's not authentic like me. Yeah, the guy from the L.A. paper said he made guilty whites feel good. They'll vote for him and not for me 'cause he's not from the hood. See, real black men like Snoop Dogg or me or Farrakhan have talked the talk and walked the walk, not coming late and won. Oh, Barack, the magic Negro, lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that 'cause he's black but not authentically. Barack, the magic Negro, lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that 'cause he's black but not authentically. Some say Barack's articulate and bright and new and clean. The media sure love this guy, white interloper's dreams. But when you vote for president, watch out and don't be fooled. Don't vote the magic Negro in, 'cause I won't have nothing after all these years of sacrifice. When I don't get justice, this is about justice. This is about me. It's about justice. It's about buffet. I'm not having no buffet. There's not going to be any church contribution. And there'll be no cash in the collection plate. There ain't going to be no cash money, no walking around money, no phoning money. Now he's not going to come in here and say that he's authentic, that he's been in the street, in the struggle with the rest of us down here where all of us struggle. This is crazy. I'm not going to.
The president was involved in the underlying crime related to Russian election interference as stated in Volume 1, Page 7. We found insufficient evidence of the president's culpability.
So that'll be a yes.
That'll be a yes.
Thank you. Isn't it true the evidence did not establish that the president or those close to him were involved in the charged Russian computer hacking or active measure of conspiracies, or that the president otherwise had unlawful relationships with any Russian official? Page 76.
Correct. The answer to the report.
So, is that any true? Your investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in the election interference activity. Volume 1, page 2. Volume 1, page 173.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, thank you. Although your report states collusion is not a specific offense, and you said that this morning, or a term of art in federal criminal law, conspiracy is. In the colloquial context, are collusion and conspiracy essentially synonymous terms?
You're going to have to repeat that for me.
Collusion is not a specific offense, or a term of art in the federal criminal law. Conspiracy is.
Yes.
In the colloquial context, known public context, collusion and conspiracy are essentially synonymous terms, correct?
No.
If no, on page 180 of volume 1 of your report, you wrote, as defined in legal dictionaries, collusion is largely synonymous with conspiracy, and that crime is set forth in the General Federal Conspiracy Statute 18 U.S.C. 371. You said at your May 29th press conference and here today, you choose your words carefully. Are you sitting here today testifying something different than what your report states?
Well, what I'm asking is if you can give me the citation, I can look at the citation and evaluate whether it is.
Okay, so let me just be clear about it. You stated that you stated within the report. I just stated your report back to you. And you said that collusion and conspiracy were not synonymous terms. That was your answer was no.
That's correct.
In that, page 180 of volume 1 of your report, it says, as defined in legal dictionaries, collusion is largely synonymous with conspiracy as that crime is set forth in General Conspiracy Statute 18 U.S.C. 371. Now, you said you chose your words carefully. Are you contradicting your report right now?
Not when I read it.
So you would change your answer to yes?
No. If you look at the language,
give a yes or no answer, page 180, volume 1. This is from your report.
Right, and I'll leave it with the report.
So the report says, yes, they are synonymous. Hopefully, for finally, out of your own report, we can...
Thank you.
Well. you all hear that. Did you hear that, Dion?
Yes, sir. I heard it.
Now, guess who was speaking there? Guess who we're talking? That's the Senate hearing. That was Robert Mueller being addressed. Robert Mueller, who was who's the special prosecutor over the Trump Russia collusion. McCarty was questioning him from his own report. That's the Robert Mueller report. Robert Mueller, that ain't made up. That ain't me talking. Folks, that's great. You get a scrape from the horse's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me let you hear something else. Can't make this stuff up. Robert Mueller was in charge of the Trump Russian investigation. Just to make it simple, I'm gonna put you on mute and I'm gonna play it. Okay.
Okay.
See, folks need to know what actually happened. Can't go by what somebody think they happened. Need to go by what actually happened. So this is Representative Jim Jordan, folks, full questioning of Robert Mueller testimony in the Senate. Let's hear what they have to say.
In that interview, Mr. Mifsud lied. You point this out on page. Director, the FBI interviewed Joseph Mifsud on February 10th, 2017. In the interview, Mr. Mifsud lied. You point this out on page 193, volume 1. Mifsud denied. Mifsud also falsely stated. In addition, Mifsud omitted. Three times he lied to the FBI, yet you didn't charge him with the crime.
Excuse me, did you say 193?
Volume 1, 193. He lied three times. You pointed out in the report. Why didn't you charge him with the crime?
I can't get into internal deliberations with regard to who would or would not be.
There's a lot of other people for making false statements. Let's remember this. In 2016, the FBI did something they probably haven't done before. They spied on two American citizens associated with the presidential campaign, George Papadopoulos and Carter Page.
went to the FISA court. They used the now famous dossier as part of the reason they were able to get the warrant and spy on Carter Page for a better part of a year. With Mr. Papadopoulos, they didn't go to the court. They used human sources. All kinds of, from about the moment Papadopoulos joins the Trump campaign, you got all these people all around the world starting to swirl around him. Names like Halper, Downer, Mifsud, Thompson, meeting in Rome, London, all kinds of places. The FBI even sent a lady posing as somebody else, went by the name Azra Turk, even dispatched her to London to spy on Mr. Papadopoulos. In one of these meetings, Mr. Papadopoulos is talking to a foreign diplomat, and he tells the diplomat, Russians have dirt on Clinton. That diplomat then contacts the FBI, and the FBI opens an investigation based on that fact. You point this out on page one of the report, July 31st, 2016, they open the investigation based on that piece of information. Diplomat tells Papadopoulos, Russians have dirt, Papadopoulos tells the diplomat, Russians have dirt on Clinton. Diplomat tells the FBI. What I'm wondering is, who told Papadopoulos? How'd he find out?
I can't get into the evidence he found.
Yes, you can, because you wrote about it. You gave us the answer. Page 192 of the report, you tell us who told him. Joseph Mifsud. Joseph Mifsud, the guy who told Papadopoulos, the mysterious professor who lives in Rome and London, works and teaches in two different universities. This is the guy who told Papadopoulos. He's the guy who starts it all. And when the FBI interviews him, he lies three times, and yet you don't charge him with a crime. You charge Rick Gates for false statements. You charge Paul Manafort for false statements. You charge Michael Cohen with false statements. You charge Michael Flynn, a three-star general, with false statements. But the guy who puts the country through this whole saga, starts it all for 3 years we've lived this now, he lies, and you guys don't charge him. And I'm curious as to why.
Well, I can't get into it, and it's obvious, I think, that we can't get into charging decisions.
When the FBI interviewed him in February, when the special counsel's office interviewed Mifsud, did he lie to you guys, too?
Can't get into that.
Did you interview Mifsud?
Can't get into that.
Is Mifsud Western intelligence or Russian intelligence?
Can't get into that.
A lot of things you can't get into. What's interesting, you can charge 13 Russians no one's ever heard of, no one's ever seen, no one's ever going to hear of them, no one's ever going to see them. You can charge them. You can charge all kinds of people who are around the president with false statements. But the guy who launches everything, the guy who puts this whole story in motion, can charge him.
I'm not certain I agree with your characterizations.
Well, I'm reading from your report. Mifsud told Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos tells the diplomat. The diplomat tells the FBI. The FBI opens the investigation July 31st, 2016. And here we are 3 years later, July of 2019. The country's been put through this. And the central figure who launches it all lies to us. And you guys don't hunt him down and interview him again. And you don't charge him with a crime. Now, here's the good news. Here's the good news. The president was falsely accused of conspiracy. The FBI does a 10-month investigation, and James Comey, when we deposed him a year ago, told us at that point they had nothing. You do a 22-month investigation. At the end of that 22 months, you find no conspiracy. And what's the Democrats want to do? They want to keep investigating. They want to keep going. Maybe a better course of action, is to figure out how the false accusation started. Maybe it's to go back and actually figure out why Joseph Mifsud was lying to the FBI. And here's the good news. That's exactly what Bill Barr's doing. And thank goodness for that. That's exactly what the Attorney General and John Durham are doing. They're going to find out why we went through this three-year saga and get to the bottom of it.
Time of the gentleman has expired.
Ooh, folks, that's Jim Jordan. I don't want to stand before him. Oh, let me stop. Oh, crap. All right, wow. So, let me bring in Brother K. I just wanted to play that for you, Dion. Let's bring in Brother K here on the show. Brother K, we're going way, way back.
You're going back?
Yeah, I'm setting the stage where when the Russia, when Democrats accuse the Trump campaign of colluding with Russia, and for 3 years they never conceded at all, and continually to accuse the president of being illegitimate. But now they want conservatives and Republicans to less than a week's time, overnight, over weekend, they want us to concede to them and let them come on in and set up their radical progressive agenda. No, we're going to fight to the end. They, you know, it was 37 days with Al Gore, between Bush and Al Gore, doing a recount there. The Democrats didn't let it go. Why should Trump let it go? Why should Trump just say, well, okay, yeah, there was illegal activity, maybe 4 more years I track it. Now, we're going to fight this thing to the end, all the way until they reverse it, overturn it.
Well,
because it's a sham.
I, born in New York, and of course now I live in PA, and I feel after, you know, I'm like this, if you win fairly, fine, you win. It's a fair fight. And I'm 2 hours away from Philadelphia. You got the mayor of Philadelphia walking out of a place where they counted the votes, saying he didn't see anything fraudulent. The place that he walked out of, they have a ballot that was recounted. And the name on that ballot was the heavyweight champion of the world, Smoking Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier, when did he die? 2011? That's the second time Smoking Joe Frazier. Not only that,
you got
another
to be
man. Kidding. No.
You, wait a minute,
man,
you got to be
out.
Kidding me, brother. Okay.
I am not kidding. Smoking Joe Frazier voted at the plate. Now, I'm not done yet. There's another one. You know the actor Will Smith?
Yeah.
Okay. His dad voted for Joe Biden. The man's been dead for 2 years. Let's go back to Smoking Joe Frazier. Smoking Joe Frazier, the champ in Philadelphia, was a diehard Republican conservative. If he was alive, this man goes back to the days of voting for Nixon. If Smoking Joe was alive, there's no way he would have voted for Biden. That needs to wake, that should ring a bell right there. So my thing
is
that
I'm looking at it
say,
now.
Okay, Smoking Joe Frazier voted for Joe Biden. Now, there's another guy that comes out. They checked his ID, according to them, and he voted for Biden. Everything was great, except there was one little flaw. He was born in 1820. What other laws was broken? You go there where they were counting the votes. There's two black guys wearing a Biden-Harris hat. That is totally against the law to have a biased opinion working at the polls, and no one says anything. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like right there on the spot. I don't like being a sore loser. I'd rather lose a good fight and be able to say, you know what, I really tried, but you beat me fair and square. But just
hold
that
on
alone,
for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on for a minute, Brother K. You're right. Let me play this here. Folks, Brother K brought up an interesting point. Joe Frazier still voting in Philadelphia. Here's Rudy Giuliani.
I know this city has a sad history of voter fraud. After all, Joe Frazier is still voting here. It's kind of hard since he died 5 years ago, but Joe continues to vote. If I recall correctly, Joe was a Republican, so maybe I shouldn't complain. But we should go see if Joe is voting Republican or Democrat now from the graves. Also, Will Smith's father has voted here twice since he died. I don't know how he votes because his vote is secret. I know this city has a sad history.
Oh, man. Wow.
And the thing about the sad part is, people thought that this was a joke. It wasn't a joke. And so whether we want to say Trump won't walk away or whatever, the mayor came out of the building and said there is no sign of voter fraud. Meanwhile, he's coming out of a building where the heavyweight champion of the world.
Joe Frazier vote.
Yes, and that's not the only one. There's many, many more. We can go on and on. I stopped right there. I didn't bother to research anything else. If you got one, that's more than enough to say there's some fraudulent activity going on.
That's more. Hey, that's all you need. But one, just
that's
to
it.
Their
you
argument.
Don't need to go. I didn't need to go any further. And
well, you don't
I'm
need
sitting
one.
There and pardon?
If somebody. You don't need but one. One
that's
evidence
it.
Of it. If somebody refute your claim, if you say there's pink elephants on the moon and somebody says they are not, all you got to do is show photo, picture, live picture of one pink elephant on the moon and undermine it.
That's
all you got to do.
As I said before,
you don't need a whole
our
of elephants.
Mm-hmm. Our sausage brain people, you know it was black people at the booth running it, okay? And we one broke the law and wore the Joe Biden hat. That's why I say sausage brain. If you had a brain, why didn't you pick a dead Democrat, someone you know that's going to vote for Joe Biden? You pick an outstanding black Republican who was conservative by all means from the start. You picked the wrong one. That right there tells
me something suspicious.
This whole thing
needs to be done over. This whole election needs to be done over.
And so that's why I said, it's not that I'm a sore loser. No, you cheated. You look back at the elections, black conservatives. I don't care if it's Nixon, Carter, anybody. There's no such thing as a president or someone running for president winning Ohio and Florida and then ahead in Pennsylvania and lose. And you go by, you're ahead by a couple of 100,000 votes. Within 2 hours, it's blank. You're behind. There's no such thing. If that would have happened in the Republican Party, I would have said, you know what, something's not right.
Well,
here.
That's what I told Dion.
Something's going
Dion.
On.
Even if it was Republican, I would say like, whoa, that can't happen. Look, Brother K, if your opponent has 2 million votes. And you have 600 with 14% of the precinct reporting in, with 86% of it in, leaving 14% more to be counted. Even if he got all 14% of the remaining votes out of 2 million, he has 2 million now, what do you think he's going to end up with at the end of the night?
There you go. The other thing is Fox News.
He only can get 280,000 votes.
Yep.
Because you only got 14% left.
Can I talk about Fox News for a second?
He still wouldn't catch your opponent, even if he
no.
got all of them. You still would be 320 votes short.
Even in boxing. In boxing, when you're behind in points, your coach, your trainer will say, this is the last round. The only way you can win is a knockout. If he's standing, you can't win. You need a knockout. Points are not going to count. And this is what happened in that last hour with Biden. Okay? They scored. They called it a knockout, and Trump was still standing. And if we could talk about Fox News for a second, Fox News was bought out by ABC. Fox News is in bed with the media to prove their loyalty. They went, nobody, and Black Conservative, you can check this out, I'm sure you know this, nobody goes, not one news source in the world goes ahead of the Associated Press. Nobody.
No.
Fox News called Arizona before the Associated Press did. It scared CNN and MSNBC. Pardon?
I said, that's something new.
Okay, now, check this out.
They don't
even do that. CNN. Yeah, it scared CNN so bad that CNN, for the rest of the night, kept the count low. they were afraid to show the same numbers that Fox News was showing. When it showed that Trump had like 170 or whatever electoral votes, CNN and MSNBC kept theirs low to like 120 or whatever. Fox News scared the daylights out of them. Nobody goes ahead of the Associated Press. This was a first, and Fox News had to prove their loyalty to the new regime. So my thing was, we need to get Hannity, Judge Jeanine, and a couple of them out of Fox News. I couldn't believe it. Chris Wallace, did you see the expression on his face every time they mentioned the name Trump? He rolled his eyes. And this was a first. You got a million votes left in Arizona, and you're calling the race.
News is going to the slump. To the sewage. Their ratings mm-hmm. on Saturday after that crap they pour. You know, Fox used to be the number one, and when it comes to total views, viewers watching, they were number one. They dropped all the way down, Brother K, to number two.
So CNN and
at the bottom.
Yep. On election night, MSNBC, CNN, in their newsroom on election night, one of those channels in their studios would have Fox on. They would watch Fox while their news source is going on. Fox didn't watch them. They watched Fox. And for them to go ahead of the Associated Press, I thought, am I watching Fox News? What's going on here? When you got Donna Brazile and Juan Williams calling the shot, they were interviewing most of the night Democrats. And I'm asking myself, where are our conservatives? Where are our Republicans? Where's the Bush family? Where are all these Republicans at? The night of election, they had Democrats and liberals on all night. I stayed until about 4 in the morning. And I was watching CNN point one or whatever you want to call it. I was watching it. It was CNN. It wasn't Fox News. And I thought, I was trying to get my thoughts together. And finally, one of my friends had said through Facebook, he says, no, Keith, you forgot. ABC bought out Fox News. And I went, that answers that. No wonder.
I'm looking at it now. On Saturday,
mm-hmm.
they dropped CNN had 8,600,000 plus viewers. Then came MSNBC second place at 8-9 p.m. CNN came back again at 2-7 p.m. 6 million. 4-5 p.m. 5. Fox News at noontime only had 3. And then Fox at 8 p.m. went down to 2 million. And then Fox and Friends, Fox Moxley, they came on again at 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning, 1.4. They didn't even get a good. All their shows didn't even get a good 2 million viewers. They used to be number one. That crap.
Well, I got good news for you.
That viewership dropped.
I got some good news for you that I heard today. If Trump loses and it goes to Biden, Trump is putting money into a TV source. He wants Hannity and everybody in company to come over to his new station. He is going to put it in competition with Fox, CNN, and MSNBC. This is Trump.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a disaster for them.
And
Their ratings are going to drop.
Yes. And the timing couldn't be better because I think a lot of their contracts are up, but Trump is going to put together a medial mongol. And you know if his hand is in it, and he grabs Hannity, Judge Jeanine, Mike Huckabee, he's going to grab the best of the best.
Yeah.
And you know he's going to bring in ratings.
I can tell you, looking at some shows when they start running, some of them shows on eggshells on Fox News.
Yep.
They're walking on eggshells. Some of those shows finna go.
And I'm sitting, I'm shocked because I, even on a bad week, they still kept some ratings with them. And of course, I'll admit, I was in denial. It didn't really hit me until election night, and I went, they're not even trying. And for them to a million votes, knowing those million votes were supposed to go to Trump, you would think someone would step up and go, hey, wait a minute, that's what are we doing calling? What are we doing calling the race?
Right.
The state of Arizona. And they brought one of the guys in. I don't know if he was an attorney or whatever, but Fox News brought him in, and he goes, well, we kind of figured, after we put everything together, we're figuring that Biden would have won those. How do you know? You know that Biden would have won those million votes? And what you did was you just denied actual voters their right, because then to come find out they weren't even counting those votes. We got a guy here in Philadelphia, a UPS driver. He had to take a batch of ballots 20 minutes away from where he was. He got there 22 hours later. 22 hours later on a 20-minute trip to deliver ballots. You tell me if that's not – something's not right there. And people are looking going, how do you tell me something's not right? He had a 20-minute trip. He didn't have to make any turns. It was a straight shot. And he gets there 22 hours later. They got one guy that's coming on. I think Sean Hannity, I don't know if it was Sean Hannity or what, they're going to interview him, but he might be in hiding right now. He's a poll worker. It's several poll workers they have that are ready to talk, and they are saying,
oh, yeah,
I was just following orders. I couldn't believe they had me do something illegal. So what I'm saying is, yes, I want Trump to win, but – I want honesty. I want to be able to say, if I'm going to fight, and this was a good fight, I want to be able to say, he kicked my butt. I gave it my all. He won.
Well, that didn't happen in this election, Brother K. I hate to bring you the bad news, but that wasn't the case in this election. This election was a sham.
I wanted it to be. I actually wanted it to be. I want to be able to say, yeah, we tried.
It's a criminal activity.
And
it'll take a Sherlock Holmes to figure this one out, bro.
And I'm just sitting here going, how do you, with an honest face, sit there and just lie to people and enjoy the lie?
Right.
I'm just trying to, maybe it's one of those things where once you start lying, you got to keep lying.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow night. We'll find out. It's going to go a long way. Like I said, with Al Gore, it was 37 days before they got through that debacle. So hopefully with this year, I just hope, Brother Kate, let me turn the music off. I just hope that they have the real power and the courage to endure it, and don't give up. Fight this thing to the end. I mean,
you're going
they
to
got
have
to.
January. Why give up now?
They got to January. And I haven't got a chance to wrap my head around everything and all the stuff that's coming in, like you giving me information. I'm going to have to sit here tonight and play catch up. I'm going to have to play catch up.
Well,
I hear some. Go
mm-hmm.
ahead.
I remember when Muhammad Ali used to box, and the boxers would say, "I didn't see that punch coming." So I got to go back to last Tuesday because I did not see Joe Frazier anywhere in Pennsylvania. Smoking Joe was never that fast. He hits hard, but he wasn't fast. So I want to know, what did I miss that Smokin' Joe was in town, voted for Biden, and left? You've seen it for yourself.
Well, the Attorney General, William Barr, he has authorized the federal prosecutors to pursue substantial allegations of voting irregularities before they certify the 2020 presidential election. Before it's certified, that come from the Associated Press.
I got black people today. My people, yeah, we won. Blah 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 blah. I'm like, what did we win? Well, it was fair. I'm like, okay, dude. Okay, Joe Frazier voted for Biden today. Yeah, last week. Tell me what's fair.
They had 300,000 votes in Philadelphia ballots. It's invalid. Wow. This is just only beginning.
Well, I'll be there early tomorrow night. We need to get this going and talk about it. But I'm shocked, and I didn't think I know they would cheat, but and Trump told us this was going to happen, but it went by me. It went in one ear and out the other. I didn't think it would go this slow.
It was Smokin' Joe Frazier along with among
Smokin' Joe Frazier, and then you had Will Smith's dad.
Will Smith's father.
His father. And then you had a 200-year-old man.
In 2018.
And
1820
is when he was born.
Only in Perth, Philadelphia. He died in 2014. She voted in 2017, 2018, when she would have been 117 years old. But the media still want to tell you, oh, there's no voter fraud. It's very rare.
The mayor walked out in front of the building and said, we have no evidence. I'm like, dude, I'm a fan, and one of my favorite boxers just voted today. And you told me there's no evidence? So then that's good news. He's alive.
You think we're stupid. You think we're fooled, Giuliani said at his press conference. We're not going to let them get away with it. We're not going to let them steal the election. There you go, Rudy.
Like I said,
superhero.
I didn't need to hear anything.
Officer Boris Walker was robbed and shot. Listen.
Yeah,
they got
I don't need to see
officer,
anything else.
Officer Moses Walker was robbed and shot to death in 2012, walking to a bus after he finished his night shift. According to the city record, despite being dead, Walker voted in the 2018 general election. Oh, my goodness. You can't make this stuff up. Damn,
you can't make
vote.
It up. But what gets me is when you got a mayor who seriously – just face is just a straight. I think he can pass a lie detector test with a straight face. Nope, there's no evidence of fraud. I'm like, dude, Smokin' Joe was just there. Come on now.
I think
that's Biden.
Smokin' Joe voted.
On, man.
Looked like Smokin' Joe voted in 2018, according to the Hillary
This is his second time. This is Joe's first, Smokin' Joe's second time showing up at the polls. He got
Sergeant
5 years
Timothy
ago,
Simpson was killed. Yeah. Sergeant Timothy Simpson was killed in 2008 when he was patrolling hit by a car. But Simpson still voted in 2015 primary election and the general election 2017 and 18. Officer Charles Chuck was gunned down interrupted a robbery in a donut shop. After his death, Case came back to vote in 2015. The primary and the general election 2016 and 2017. Man, them jokers were cheating in 2016 and 2017, man. That's how Democrats end up winning the House. Man, this is some crazy stuff. It's just
you can
this
read all you want. You can read all you. Yeah, but you can read all you
hey,
want.
Hey, brother,
you still haven't shown me.
That's why they were saying in 2017, 18, how all these ballots was coming all of a sudden coming up
and that's below the level. Man, this if this stuff ain't crooked, I'm not left-handed.
See, you can read all you want, but you still haven't shown me. You still haven't shown me any proof of voter fraud. According to the mayor, there's no. He didn't see any signs of voter fraud, and they just popping names at him.
Man, they ain't draining this. This time I drained the swamp. These are swamp creatures coming back to life. I put myself some more time on my show. I need to get this on there. I got a 45-minute swamp. I deal with that tomorrow.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. And
wow.
And
wow,
nonchalant
wow.
And just, okay, I guess we're losing. And Trump should concede. Well, no. Hillary, they got Hillary on tape a couple of weeks ago. She told Biden, whatever you do, don't concede the race. Do not concede. This is what Hillary told Biden. But all of a sudden now, Biden supposedly wins. All of a sudden, okay, tell Trump to concede.
Wow.
And I'm like, you got, you know, and then this man, it's just, and our people, live stock and barrel, sitting there buying every bit of this. Buying every bit of it. I had a client tonight on the phone, and she, of course, voted for Biden. I love Biden. I love my Kamala. And I'm like, okay, what is in it for us? And she couldn't answer. What did we win? You said we won. What did we win? They said this with O.J., like Chris Rock said, I didn't get my O.J. prize. What did we win from Biden and Kamala? Because they won. That they won, you didn't.
Wow.
So I'm sitting there going, okay, Lord, what do I do with this? Dead people are voting, and my sausage brain people believe it. What do you do?
So now you put up on Google, I'm you off. You put up Rudy Giuliani name, and how is it everything all of a sudden that appear on the Rudy Giuliani name is stuff to trash Rudy now?
Yep.
Oh, Rudy did anything wrong in Borat. The rise and fall.
They're
going to
pull everything on Rudy that they can, and
it's a trend number one. On you go to the Google search, and you can type in hot dogs, right?
Uh huh.
You can type in hot dogs.
Rudy popping up.
No. You can type in. Type in George. If I type in George Bush in the search engine, right? I need to have stuff about George Bush, right? So I type it in for George Bush. Let me see what it got down here. Bush congratulate President Biden. Da, 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 da. Due to the coronavirus, Bush Library is okay. Normally they have something negative about Bush. Let me see.
No, not anymore.
Bush talking about the election was fundamentally fair and its outcome was clear. President Bush, they talk about you like a dog. What you talking about, man? Go somewhere.
He's in good. Michelle, Mama Michelle, sat on his lap. He gave her candy, and now black people love President Bush. He was the most racist president. When he was president, he was the most racist president that ever lived. Now,
oh, they sure did.
He's well loved. Yep, the most racist thing on earth.
She sat on the lap of racism. Now.
And in Canada, candy. You know, I'm just sitting there just like, okay, here we go. And so but the sit there is like to tell people.
Tate Sasha. I like to play that tape.
What's that one?
I'm looking at Sasha Head.
what you told me. So I'm looking at the article on why blacks should give Bush a chance. Blacks may not believe it, but the current administration offered them their best hope in decades. For, this is 2001.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give Bush a chance. He was a good man.
Nope. Nope. I remember when Kanye West stood right there on stage, President Bush don't care about black people. Meanwhile, when you looked at President Bush's first day in office and he put his election together, Secretary of State was black, Secretary of Education was black, Secretary of Transportation was black. He had a black staff. Like, he's okay, you know, name the blacks in Clinton's. Well, I remember back then I was asking people, okay, name Clinton's staff. Who's racist here? You need to join us now. We need to unite. Okay. Let's see if Biden will go out there. Trump switched this thing. If this thing is flipped over to Trump, I want to see these same Democrats go out there and say, let's unite. Let's get everybody together.
Wow.
When people wanted to rally for Trump over the weekend, they were warned about coronavirus. You didn't see one coronavirus warning in any of the celebrations of Biden.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
And so he's not even in office, and he started appointing czars and everything. And they're like, wait a minute, Joe, you're not president yet. But the Associated Press said no. The Associated Press is not the court. Associated Press, they can call you anything they want, but they cannot give you a license to be what you're trying to be. You don't have – we're not giving you access to the White House log. We're not giving you access to all the private things that a president gets. You're not president yet. He started hiring people, and they're like, how are you going to put somebody on payroll? You don't even have access to the money yet, Joe Biden. And he's going ahead. Mm-hmm. There's three companies that's going back to China, so there are jobs right there. He's raising taxes. He's already sitting in front of it, and already he's – and they got right here on Fox where he's abandoning the America First thing, and he's going to put globalism in front of America First. He's putting globalism before that. This is like the insult that Obama did to our troops in Iran when he went to visit them. One of the things that our troops like, especially when we're at war, is when that presidential plane comes to see them, whether they're in China or whatever, it's a tradition that our military will run to that plane just to see the American flag on it. And that first time when Obama came to Afghanistan and Iran, the troops ran to the plane. All of a sudden, there was an Obama sign covering the American flag. So that was more of an insult to them because it wasn't like he took the flag off and just painted an Obama sign. He covered the sign with Obama, and it insulted our troops. And so you got Biden here already with this transitioning team that's saying, we're going to put globalism before America First. We're sending three major companies going back to China. We're raising taxes. So I'm sitting there looking at American people going, out the gate, this man already has failed America. You're calling that a good thing, and you're jumping up and down. He's not even in already, and he's showing you failures. And black people, within 6 months, you'll be back in double-digit unemployment.
Yeah, I said that tonight earlier. I got a podcast that I'm setting up that they didn't offer anything in those three debates or anything in their convention, none whatsoever.
I have 5,000 people in my Facebook, on my friend list in my Facebook account, and I've asked everyone and every black minister that I can find, can you please give me something that's on the Biden agenda for black people? They couldn't give me one thing. I said, give me, even if it's one thing, give me something. And they couldn't give it. And I said, I'm not asking for 3, 4, 5. I can name 10 of Trump's. Okay? But give me one thing on the Biden agenda for us. And they could not name anything. Even protection
there ain't
your
there.
Pardon?
Yeah, there ain't anything.
There's nothing. Nothing. He sat there and insulted you the whole time, told you, unlike black people, Latinos are more of a diverse group. They're more of a diverse people. And you're talking about you love him? I still don't get it. I still don't get it. He sat there and spent three major companies are going back to China.
Wow. Well, all right, Brother K, let's call it night. Good
all right.
To hear from you. Good to hear from you. That was good. you livened it up at the end.
I
Joe Frazier.
I thought it was just,
wow.
Yeah. I said, wait a minute. Come on now. I thought they were retired. I thought they, no pun intended, I thought they were going to retire Smoking Joe, but they pulled them out of retirement and the grave again.
Joe has resurrected the dead. Democrats are powerful.
Joe Smoking Joe has resurrected again. And
wow.
Between him and
you can't make this stuff up.
No, between him and Forrest Gump's best friend Bubba, they die and vote Democrat. Bubba told Forrest Gump before he died, look, if I die, please don't let me vote Democrat.
Wow, these people, man. These people are just like sitting ducks, targets for us to pick. We just pick these folks, Democrats, off one day.
And you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm like, they're not even hiding. They're not even hiding. They're just boldly just sitting there.
I wonder Joe vote this time. Oh,
he voted Republican his whole life and conservative. So even if he did vote, why would he, if he didn't do it, he was alive, why would he vote for Biden, a Democrat in the grave? Ali even called my Uncle Tom every time he voted.
Why can't people just stand for what's right and what's wrong? They're convinced
that they are. If you look up Sharia law, okay, and some, I'm not trying to talk about Muslims, but in their sense, they are taught to lie to protect their truth. And they believe, these people are believing their lie. Like I said, President Clinton can sit there with a bunch of black people and say, I'm not here, and they will believe him. And then you can give them a lie detector test and say, were you there, President Clinton? No, I wasn't there. And guess what? He'll pass that lie detector test.
Let me bring Dion into the show. Hey, Dion, this black conservative lie. Did you know that Joe Frazier voted in the election and Will Smith fought?
This is the first time I'm hearing of this.
According to the mayor of Philadelphia, there's no evidence at all of fraud. Smoking Joe. That's the second time Joe voted.
I'm looking at the list of dead people that voted. They had a man who voted. He got shot by interrupting a robbery in a donut shop. And he came back to life and voted in 2015 and 18 and 2017. You can't make this stuff up, man.
Black conservatives, I live 2 hours away from a town called Media, PA. When Barack Obama went and was running, they took 100 people. When those 100 people voted, they all voted for Barack Obama. Now, I'm not going to argue that. Okay, let's just say they all 100 did. That means that he got 100% of the vote. Am I right? The machine said he won 110%. Saturday, they put in Media PA, they put 100 votes into the machine. Tomorrow night, I'm going to tell you the names of the two companies, Black Conservative. I'll give you the names tomorrow night of the voting machines. Of the name of the company that owned the voting machines. When they took this town of 100, they just took 100 voters and they put it in this fixed machine. All 100 votes for Biden. When the machine read everything, it counted 110 votes. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Look,
the
they
machine
got...
counted 110 votes for Biden, but only 100 people voted.
Can that happen?
But according to them, there is no evidence of voter fraud.
$21,000 dead people voted in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Where I went to vote, they gave us a black pen, and they said right there on the machine, you color in side of the circle for the person you're voting for. If you go outside of that circle, there's a chance that your vote might not go through. Make sure you go within the circle. How many people do you know are elderly that can't see or got arthritis or something?
Right.
Didn't go outside that circle. They had people here that had, when they gave the Sharpies, some of the Sharpies from being used so much, it caused a blotch in the paper and it went through the paper. The machine will say your vote was accepted. That does not mean the vote counted. It just said your ballot was accepted. That was one of the problems right here where I live at.
Oh. 1,200 proven cases. People who voted that were existing a voter fraud. deceased people.
They have a
voting incident and deceased people from the Harrison Foundation election fraud base. There are no honor among thieves, none whatsoever.
Well, they got on Fox News now, they got a Nevada poll worker, and they got her face darkened so you can't see it, but she said she saw rampant voter fraud. So, if I was Trump, I'd like this thing. You're not a sore loser.
Yeah. Either way it go, if you don't fight it, you're still going to lose. You might as well fight it. You got to January 6th. So, mm-hmm. Knock yourself out. the 14th.
What do you think Smoking Joe's trying to do?
December the 14th. Wow. We wake up in the morning, there's going to be some more smoking gun.
It's not done.
On the radio. I'm just sure about a little line it up. I called in and teased about other stuff today. I didn't talk about policy. I'm just softballing it. I'm waiting for everything to come in before I can really unload. I'm gonna do like Putin in Mexico, the Mexican president and Putin. I'm gonna wait till all the legal battle stuff is over before I acknowledge the winner.
my favorite line from Putin was, "You're accusing me of interfering with the election. If I had anything to do with an election in America, Obama wouldn't have never been president." That's enough proof for me.
You know, the way Democrats have treated, let me tell you, Judge Kavanaugh, Attorney Barr, Amy, gosh, them some good people. The way Democrats treat Attorney General William Barr, and that confrontation hearing, how they talk to that man and stuff, boy, they'd be glad I ain't him.
They were smacking these people around like rag dolls.
And these people still taking the high moral road. Taking the high road. Boy,
I don't know what they waiting for. This is one of them cases. You might as well not be nice. What do you got to lose?
Man, boy.
And you know Trump will.
It'd be payback. It'd be payback for me, bro. Like, oh, y'all in trouble now.
That was me, and I'm sitting there, and I just found out a dead guy voted for my opponent, and you, the mayor of the whole town, and you're going to stand and tell me you found no evidence.
how he get a chance to see? First of all, you don't get a chance to see nothing.
No,
because you're a radical.
Yep, he was
there. You're radical.
Well,
you
ain't gonna
right
see
up it, to the
mic.
You ain't gonna see it because it's a pattern. You got in the court. The attorney's gonna be able to show a pattern. There's a pattern. You see, happening all around.
Mm-hmm. And
you know,
we got
they definitely try to hide it. They definitely try to hide it. But the truth will come out. The truth gonna come out.
Yep.
One way or the other.
But we got Republicans.
If there any criminal activity, a senator.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Anything, senator, the truth gonna come out. Y'all, they might well. It may come out a month from now, but it gonna come out.
What bothers me the most is the Republicans that did not come and help out President Bush.
Oh, I'm so sick of him.
Congratulate. He should know better. You didn't win December 16th.
I wrote him out.
Yeah,
I wrote
December
him out.
16th and what is it, 2000 or whatever, the AP, Associated Press, called the race and right in the front of the newspaper called Al Gore the winner. He, of all people, been through what Trump has been through, and he should know it's not official. Yeah, and you're going to go ahead, and you've been through the same thing that Trump has been through, and you're going to go ahead and congratulate this man, knowing it's not official. He's not even president-elect Biden yet, and you're going to congratulate him?
Mm-hmm.
If I was Trump, let's just say he gets in, I'd be cleaning house. And come this midterm, that's when I get my chance to vote again. I think more than half the Republican Party will be gone as far as my vote's concerned.
Well, they're definitely in trouble with some hot water.
And this is just crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get the names of those companies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to go over there tomorrow. He's on solid legal ground.
And, wow.
Yeah. Barr should have came in a little early. At least he came in at Attorney Barr. He should have been in here on election night. The next day, he should have been like,
Trump
whoa.
Held him back. When I heard Trump held him back and said, no, let's let more stuff come out. There's still some more things that the Democrats are doing. So give them a chance to mess up some more. There's still some more rope left for them to hang themselves. So Trump held them back a little bit. I'm sorry, no, it wasn't even Trump. That was Attorney Barr's idea. Not yet. Let's hold back a little bit. There's still some rope left. And so what I'm glad they did, because we got whistleblowers now coming forward out the yin-yang. Today, one of the big wheels or whatever in Arizona said, okay, I believe we have enough evidence to know that there's fraud. And so for Arizona to say that, you know it's happening.
Yeah, the American people just got to make some fuss about it.
Yeah, but it's that gullible. And then all of a sudden, the coronavirus thing is 90% ready all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, I ain't talking about that no more. It ain't gone bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, leave that alone.
They've got that.
Bathroom and go to work.
They've got that thing, Kumbaya, over Biden, big million of them. Look at all these people. They sitting there like sardines packed up. Ain't
mm-hmm.
nobody thought about no coronavirus, no socialism, no math, no nothing. It ain't nothing but a coup. Matter of fact, Dr. Fauci
mm-hmm.
said that the masses. Dr. Fauci said the masks don't work anyway, only the N95 work. The other masks that went, Dr. Fauci said they're not approved. These masks that people that made, they run around looking like Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's crazy, man. Some of this stuff I see, people got their whole face covered. Like,
no, I see that they the only one in the car, and they got their face covered in the car. They're driving.
In the car.
Yeah.
My
drive
wife, yeah, my wife was just, my wife was sent home, was it Thursday or Friday? Someone in the office, in her office, got COVID. So they sent her and two or three other ladies home, and they had to, they told them to quarantine themselves until they go to quarantine until they go get tested. My wife, they sent her to a drugstore not too far from us on Sunday to get tested. And her and the other girls came back negative. And here it is, they were around this girl all the time. Nobody around her caught it, but she's positive, but nobody else is.
The mask.
And so sometimes just, it's that time of the year that sometimes they can call it COVID all they want. You can just have just a regular flu. Fever and all. So you can have a regular fever, they're going to tell you COVID.
Yeah, because half. What did the CDC say? These CDC 6%
of those, all those cases, only 6%
was actually COVID.
But all of a sudden, Biden gets in, we'll, every restaurant and everything will be open and ready to go.
Oh, yeah, we're ready to go January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to go. COVID, we have seen other paths.
And, wow.
Well, I just hope Republicans keep control of the Senate. I think they're gaining another seat here, the majority. It's crazy. I mean, I'm telling you, there ain't no way that the Republicans, they crushed the Democrats in this election, in the Senate seat, in Congress. They flipped, they just over, man. How the work in the quarterback be losing? If he the one, he the reason why the American people voted for the Republicans in the Senate and Congress, because their approval rating was under 20%. So you tell me the everybody voted against the quarterback. That's crazy.
But I'm looking.
If Republicans
the,
are winning,
the
and
shock,
then Trump is winning.
Yeah, but I remember the shock on Trump's face. He goes, "What happened? I was ahead." Now, I was ahead, like, especially in Pennsylvania, I was ahead by big numbers. It wasn't even close. So I can understand if it was a heated fight, but it wasn't even close. And he goes, what happened?
Up 600-something votes, 700-something votes.
Yeah, he's like, what happened?
With 86%, 9% left.
Yeah.
10% votes left.
I wasn't
you
just
can't
ahead. I was killing them. And I'm thinking, you got
this,
and then you got bold
and right,
put dead
man.
People.
This ain't right.
Yeah, you got bold
right.
And put dead people in it.
I never concede. I never concede to Democrats. They can forget it. I'll never acknowledge it. Never concede.
Nope. Take it all
never.
Away or
not
walk away. Don't concede. Walk away before you concede.
Mm-hmm.
Walk away.
Don't concede at all. Let them know they
no.
Stole it. Don't give it. Don't concede nothing. Don't concede to them at all, period.
When you concede, you are saying won.
Just leave the White House and leave the key on the desk.
Well, don't even do a Hillary and try to take the furniture with you. Leave the furniture.
Yeah. Don't even shake his hand. So poof, be gone.
Yep.
Bunch of crooks. I wouldn't get the benefit of the day, of the doubt. Mm-mm. No. Don't give them that. They don't deserve.
No, and you get a dead man that everybody knows. You got some gullible people believing it. That's the thing that gets me.
Yeah, because they don't want to. Not they don't even want to acknowledge that it didn't even that they don't even want to acknowledge any voter fraud taking place at all.
No.
No one acknowledges nothing. They won't accuse you of being the fool. So I say let chips fall where they may. You know, they play dirty.
You're going to have to.
You play dirty. Play the same. Play by their rules. They're the same games.
What did Michelle say? When they go high, you go low. And then what is it? Eric, whatever that guy's name is, task security, whatever he was, Eric Holden, whatever his name is.
Derek Holder.
And he said, Holder. And he said, when they go high, you kick them in the knee. That was his words. Okay.
Yeah, these folks are corrupt. And did you see Van Jones on CNN?
I did. You know what?
Crying like a little girl.
Yeah, and I got to the point where I just didn't even want to hear it. That I had to cry. I had the TV on mute.
Yeah, he's sitting there crying. Like, yo, sissy. I hate to say that word.
Like,
I'm off the air.
Man up. Man
you crying over another man? Are you serious? I ain't going to cry over Trump.
Nope.
I'm not finna sit there and cry. I'm like, what? I'm thinking about making, what is he crying for?
I'm like, what, you broke up with Don Lemon? He broke up with Don Lemon sitting there crying.
Well, the senses all the time, Anderson Cooper. I don't know what happened to Chris Matthews. Is he still over there on MBS, MSNBC?
They got him on mute. He on mute. I don't know what he did, but sitting there crying, and he that's another one, Don Lemon. The most dangerous men on earth that you can't trust is white men. And he's engaged to one. I'm sitting there going, liberalism is a mental disorder. He's the most dangerous man to be around is white men, and he's engaged to one. His words, not mine.
And I'm can't make this stuff up.
No.
And people listen to him as a moral authority. People listen to him as authority.
Yeah.
You got preachers listen to him as authority. You got preachers watch CNN all the time. They CNN is the most corrupt network. They listen to him all the time.
Minister
they
of the gospel.
To Don Lemon.
And this man's telling them, can't stand white men. They are the most dangerous. And meanwhile, you engage the one. And I thought, there's another sausage brain individual.
Boy, we got an uphill. We got an uphill battle, don't we?
Sometimes I wonder, what does God think when he hears this? I'm wondering, does he lean on the edge of his throne and go, let me go get this fool before he makes a more of a fool of himself?
I wish I can speak on his behalf, but I can't. Unreal. Hey, brother, can't let you go, man. Wow, it's gonna be interesting tomorrow.
You got enough to go look on tonight.
I'm gonna go look up your visiting dad folks here that and kind of figure out what's going on.
And,
all right, I talk
well, to you. Make sure you let us know. Don't hold back tomorrow.
I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna post this. This is crazy.
Don't hold back anything.
I won't.
Let it out. Don't be scared.
And then the media be like, oh, ain't no voter fraud. There's no clear evidence of it. And then they show you something wrong with these people.
Mm-hmm. There's no evidence of this. None. Now they got these governor on the two GOP Senate control. There's two Georgia runoffs out there in Georgia. So.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
The fraud
I saw that.
Affected them, too. You know, and we don't even think about that. We're just thinking about Biden and Obama. But what about these close Senate races? They affected by that too, and nobody could take that into consideration.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
When I voted a straight Republican ticket, so the Republican people, if they lost or whatever, they're close to losing that. This thing affects them too. So it's not just recounting for Biden; it's recounting for some of these Republicans that lost real close.
Yeah, I kind of want to figure out what is there something there.
So that affects them keeping the Senate and getting the White House. And so if it's affecting Trump, it's got to affect them too. But nobody's talking about that. Of some of them seats that didn't happen, didn't give up. And I think they were conceding in their races too. So we'll find out.
Wow. Only in a liberal world.
Only
in
a liberal world.
Okay, we still diabolic and wicked.
Michael Savage said liberalism is a mental disorder, and it's being proven every day.
Wow. On that note, I say good night. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right, take care. You got it. Take care.